charges at the goal. He's got it! Where's the blood? Bruce! Oh, you beauty! Went up and away!
With a quick snap, is it going to bounce through?
No, he can't do that! Long to fall for. Look at the Jones, the skipper, swings around and kicks another one for the Demons.
On Hungry for Sport, with the most comprehensive wrap of the AFL round, here's the team at afl.com.au.
And Nick Bowen from afl.com.au always joins us on a Monday to let us know what's happened with all the injuries for Epworth. Epworth is better. G'day, Nick.
G'day, Kevin. How are you?
I'm going great. The big one, of course, is Chris Judd and his knee. I was at that game. It was very sad to see a bit of a wave from Chris as he was being stretched off the field. Gave us all the indication that he knew straight away that it was something very, very serious.
Yeah, I was at the game as well, KB, and it sucked the life out of it, didn't it? I think that everyone pretty much knew straight away that it was a really serious one, and I think that knew that we've likely seen that the last of a player that's been a modern-day great, which was really, really sad. Obviously, Chris hasn't made his call yet on what he'll do, but he's always struck me as a real pragmatist. I don't think he's going to allow sentiment to sort of really, you know, come into things now. So I expect that he'll have the traditional knee reco, and that's obviously going to put him out for 12 months. But I think he'll know that with the Blues rebuilding and you know, his age, that it's best to sort of pull the pin.
Yeah, I think in the broadcasting box, we just assumed if it was an ACL, that because of this year, there seemed to be some discussion whether or not he would go on this year, but he decided to play that extra year that, you know, with 12 months out of the game, it just didn't seem that it would be in his thinking to come back. I did read where there was some suggestion that maybe a Lars surgery. He said he'll look at that maybe if it's the best recommendation by the doctor. Yeah. If not, obviously, it's going to be the traditional ACL operation. But, you know, unless he wants to go down that track, I think probably we've seen the end of Chris.
Yeah, I reckon, you know, if he's playing for the Dockers, if he's playing for Hawthorn and had that chance to get back and play in finals and you know, tilt for a second flag, then I think that he might consider that. But again, I just don't think that, you know, that obviously with the Blues where they're at, you know, he's got a young family. I don't think he wants to take the risk of last surgery and having any of those fragments sort of, you know, bothering him down into retirement. So, no, I just can't see that one happening, KB.
Also, we were broadcasting that game and they were pretty good, Carlton. They were very energetic and played with a lot of spirit and passion. It was great to see, and they took some risks and had a real crack. Patrick Cripps is a fine young player. It looked like he did his hamstring at a very, very important part of the last quarter, but he came back on.
Yeah, he did. Look, the Blues are off. Touch base with them this morning. They were confident after the game that it was only a hamstring cramp. And that fortunately has been the case. So it looked as though it could have been a bit of a bad one. And I, you know, he did seem pretty restricted as he sort of hobbled off. But no, only the cramp. So you're right. I think someone who shapes up as someone who can really, I suppose, step up and take on some of that clearance load now that Chris Judd won't be there. The Blues will sort of have him you know, available for the next game.
Well, that's good news. Not good news for Gold Coast. They've had so many injuries. Stephen May out with a groin?
Yeah, KB. I mean, they've really had a horror run, haven't they? The Suns were saying in the aftermath of that game that he's some chance to play Freo this Saturday, but I think that's a really, really long shot. He was substituted out of the game in the third quarter. They said it was a precautionary measure, but look, I think whenever a player can't sort of come back on in that situation, it's not a great sign for them being fit for the next week. And I think that you know, scans will tell the full tale, but I'd expect him to miss probably at least a week or two with something like that.
It was sad to see when Dustin Fletcher went off in his 400th game with an injury, couldn't see out the game. Michael Johnson was playing game number 200 against the Tigers and was off very early in the game.
Yeah, he's done a right hamstring, KB, substituted out pretty much straight away. The Dockers have already come out and said that he'll miss at least miss 3 weeks. They've got the round 12 bye to sort of factor into that as well, which I suppose gives him a little bit more time. But he is 30. I would have thought it's at least 3 weeks, but I suppose with that round 12 sort of bye factored into it, he should be okay. But look, it's you know, a really untimely injury for them. They've all got Zach Dawson out at the moment as well, Alex Silvani, one of their other key defenders. So they're really really starting to take a few, or the body count's starting to rise in defence for the Dockers.
I think Dawson came back in the waffle but got injured on the weekend.
Yeah, he broke his thumb. So they're expecting, I think, him to be out for sort of 6 to 8 weeks. So that's a massive sort of blow. And as I understand it, Silvani, I think, has got a reasonably serious sort of hamstring as well. So he's not anywhere near returning. There was another youngster, Alex Pierce, who's got a bit of height down in defence as well, but he's missed the past 2 weeks with back bruising. So, as I said, it's sort of starting to, a few of the guys are starting to fall over in defence for the Dockers.
What about Jared Waite? That was a great win by North Melbourne just before three-quarter time, trailing by a couple of goals and then, you know, getting back into the contest and strong breeze down there. But Jared Waite, he went off?
Yeah, he did, KB. He was off and he was into the rooms for quite some time, sort of late in the third quarter, and didn't come back out into the bench into a few minutes into the fourth quarter. He's had a hip. I think it's a condition that gives Jared a bit of trouble from time to time. I mean, he's obviously someone in his, I think he's 32, but have touched base with North this morning, and they're confident that he'll be okay for this Saturday night's clash against the Swans.
Now, I don't think there's too many players in hot water this week by the match review panel for Cromagin, Melbourne's number one solar hot water supplier to the building trade. However, Ray Chamberlain, I think, is in serious trouble. And I would suspect that the match review panel will tick all the boxes and then they'll send it straight to the tribunal, because I think his hit on Trent Dumont is one of the worst hits we've seen in this game for a long, long time. No doubt it was straight to the jaw. It was the top of the shoulder, and I would suggest maybe 6 weeks.
Oh, look, he had a remarkable technique, KB, as well, because he wasn't looking. So I think that you've got to factor in that he's obviously been practicing this one. But no, I think, you know, you probably give him, you couldn't probably ping him for intentional, but maybe careless. Certainly,
got to be at least careless.
Oh, at least careless. And he's put young Trent Dumont down for quite a while, so I think you've got to factor that in. North's medical report will probably have a lot to do with the final sort of stint on the sidelines he serves.
For those who haven't seen it, you should go to the website and have a look at that. Go to the AFL website. It's one of the worst incidents I've seen in football for a long, long time. And, you know, poor old Trent Dumont just didn't see it coming.
Do you think he's going to cop it from the teammates for that one, KB? I think there'll be...
well, it's not his fault if he's been lined up by Ray Chamberlain and he's decided to take him out.
No, that's true, and I think that it certainly took Trent by surprise. But I still think that I think he might cop a little bit of grief from the boys in the change rooms about being put down on his derriere by Razor Ray.
Nick, always great to catch up. Looks like apart from that, everyone's in the clear. We've got today's game, of course. Let's hope all the players get through unscathed today. Thanks, Nick.